This is the Cult of Mick.
Alrighty then, and welcome along to the Cult of Nick show. First of all, we're going to kick off with an article that I wrote on Disinfo recently. Also put it up on my personal blog, www.thecultofnick.co.uk. Should send you through to my personal blog. But here it is. It's about something called the law of projection. I've mentioned it before on the podcast. I want to hammer this one home like a sledgehammer because it's so amazing to me and it blows my mind every single time I think of it. The law of projection. Put simply, when you express yourself, you're highly likely to express your self. Recently, I was in a crowded pub and I watched this woman pushing a man around, and she had him by the collar of his shirt and she's shouting, "You're pushing people, you're drunk, you're knocking people over, you're being a dickhead." And she appeared really drunk as she pushed him into the crowd of people behind him and started knocking people over as a result. Almost to the word, each of her criticisms applied to her as equally as they might have done to him. His only response was to try to laugh it off, but the woman, and I'm not even sure that they knew each other, then stormed off, furious at his response, shouting, "Fucking hate people like you! You've got no consideration for other people, you never listen to what they say!" And off she went, and with almost perfect symmetry, there was the idea I'm about to try and explain to you now. The first time I noticed that criticism often tells you more about the critic than the criticised, I felt like I'd unlocked some sort of weird cheat code to life. It was a long time ago and I was a little kid, and it's, you know, the takes one to know one thing. It's not particularly hidden, this idea. A lot of people say it all the time. Oh, it takes one to know one. You know, someone drops off a massive fart and everyone goes, "He who smelt it, dealt it." It's the same principle. It's a widely recognised principle, and I'm trying to drive it into your head like I'm using a sledgehammer here, because if I can convince you of this truth, if I can convince you that this is the case, you'll start to notice it all the time. It's a revelation that genuinely could change your life for the better forever. And if it's a concept you're already familiar with, what will happen is, as I'm telling you about it, you'll start to marvel at how true it is, which is what I always do. Whenever I think about this, it blows me away. It can be demonstrated over and over again simply by you observing people and listening to them express themselves about anything. They tend to express their selves in the process. When you speak, your words say something about you. And that's what you're looking out for. If you've never heard these ideas before, there'll be a brief period where you'll start to feel like everyone is a massive hypocrite. And that's kind of because they are. For example, the fat, lazy person who's in your office, who's a nightmare and always the first to complain about someone else being fat and lazy. They make more sense when you realise that they're doing what I'm talking about here. The mate of yours in your social group who hates liars and always goes on about how people are lying all the time usually has issues with telling the truth themselves. You ever notice that the homophobic people who hate gays often have problems with their own sexuality? This is because gay people often hate themselves as a result of being gay, and so they project that hatred out to other people. "You gays, what are you playing at?" Preachers, right, who rant about immorality in society, only to be caught hunched over a whore with a bag of cocaine in their hands. Same deal. The more you sit there in judgment of people, the more you expose your own flaws to everyone else. The classic one is this. You must have had this happen to you. Some tough, local, hard man type character, right? And they always say this, almost without exception. "I just hate bullies, me. I hate bullies. I knock them out. I hate them." And, you know, whenever this person, you know, Bazza or whatever he's called, talks about how he hates bullies, everyone will sort of have a timid surprise as they all look at each other and think, why is he saying that? Well, he's a bully. He knows how awful bullies are, and he's become a bully as well. And, you know, they say the bullied were bullied. You know, the bullies were the bullied. Maybe that's why. Because once you start to incubate these thoughts about what you hate in your mind, you start to become what you hate. It's the nature of the beast. Anyway, recognition requires previous experience. The more familiar you are with something, the more often you will recognize it. It's this mechanic which allows someone who's addicted to drink or drugs to be the first to spot someone else who suffers from the same problem. You must have had that where someone goes, "Oh, He's a bit of a drinker, that guy, and the person who tells you is an alcoholic. It's how it works. It's the way of the world. It's a strange thing. Now, here's why this is useful. The first possible use for this little rule is, if someone argues with you and criticises you, when you're arguing with them, as a Discordian, you have to become very good at arguing. Discordians never lose arguments, right? All they ever do is win educations. And if there's one thing that a true Discordian is good at, it's arguing. So how about this? You're arguing with someone, they tell you what a knobhead you are and how you're too aggressive, and you're talking over what they're saying. Generally, that's because that's what they will be doing. They'll be being aggressive and talking over what you're saying. Identify that as a problem that they've got and move forward from that point of view. Assume their criticisms of you might also fit them and work from that hunch. Now, this is not a hard and fast rule. You know, if they've just seen you knifing someone and they say, "Oi, I don't like it. You've knifed someone. That's bad." Doesn't mean to say they run around knifing people. Obviously, you can observe things about other people with which you disagree and not necessarily have those awful traits inside you. So it doesn't always work. It's not always cast iron. Secondly, it's important to remember that even though you can fire these criticisms back at people, it doesn't invalidate them. There may still be some relevance to what they're saying about you and your own personal development. But it's really handy in an argument, and I've used it throughout my entire phone-in show career. You mirror people. They come at you with rage and anger. You come back at them with rage and anger. You get a big fire on the airwaves. Wonderful. You can always mirror what people are doing. You can always use this to your advantage. When people express themselves, they express themselves. It's key. Any debate, any argument, always bear in mind when they attack you, that's their weakness. They're exposing their weak points to you. Secondly, and this is enormously handy, but something that I took a while to understand, list all of your faults. Sit down and say all of the things you hate about everyone else. You've got a list of your biggest problems and the areas where you need to work. So, this idea is very old, and like I say, it can be used as a tool for self-improvement. Catch yourself out criticizing other people. What is it that you say about them? What should you therefore improve about yourself? That's the other side to this. It's a very old idea. The law of projection, if you type it into Google, you'll find other things about it alongside the article that I wrote. Some people claim that this idea is embedded in the classic phrase, "Judge not, lest ye be judged," from the King James Bible. It's supposed to be part of the secret teachings of ancient mystery schools that's been guarded and obscured by occult groups over the ages. Maybe that's the case, maybe it isn't, I don't know. The reason I'm focusing in on this one is because it's one that I've observed in advance of someone telling me that it's one of these secret teachings. For me, this is one of the easiest ones to get hold of. This is one of the easiest ones to notice and to use to your advantage. Criticism tells you more about the critic than the criticised. Judge not, lest ye be judged. If someone comes at you and tells you what an arse they are, generally speaking, they're an arse.